NBA March Madness is might be done, but basketball is now over. The NBA playoffs are almost here. Welcome back, guys, to another podcast. I'm Above the Rim, and I am ready for a fun podcast. The NBA playoffs have arrived, and who knows who's going to win the championship. Both sides are questionable. Teams can make unexpected runs. This is probably one of the most impactful NBA seasons yet. So first, let's look at what the matchups are going to be, what they're looking like. So first, let's start in with play-in. There's one really big play-in game, 76ers versus Heat. If they lose, they get a play. They get another chance. 76ers, this is kind of a must-win game. If they do, they go against a team that will definitely be beaten this year is the Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee Bucks are to beat this year. And the reason why is because they are so impactful. Their scoring is going down. They don't have a prime Chris Middleton. And the 76ers have a full chance to win it this year, folks. But if they do lose to the Miami Heat, they might have to face off against the Boston Celtics. And they are the team to win the East this year. So let's say Bulls and Hawks. Hawks win, definitely, and then Heat lose. I'm picking Heat. It's going to be Heat and 76ers in the playoffs. For the play-in on the West, it's a star-studded play-in game. We got teams that could most definitely be the top of the seeds this year. The West is just too good. First off, we have the Sacramento Kings versus the Warriors. That's projected, but anything can change tomorrow on Sunday, where there's big games, Warriors and Jazz, big playoff game with Lakers and Pels. Suns, they get to see if we can, the Suns can see maybe a projected first round matchup, and yeah, so who knows what is going to happen in the plans. I see the Warriors beating the Kings if everything falls out and Kings are 9th and Warriors are 10th. For the 7th and 8th, I do see Kevin Durant coming on top. They seem hungry this playoff season, and you can definitely tell why. The Lakers beat either the Sacramento, and it's going to be they're going to beat the Warriors, and it's going to be Phoenix and Lakers. Lakers versus OKC and Phoenix versus Minnesota. So now let's take a deep dive in each team and see who is going to make a big playoff run this year. So first off, we got the fourth and fifth seeds, and the 3 and 6 seeds. These teams, let's start with the East. Your 4 and 5 teams are their Cleveland Cavaliers. Come on, guys, Cleveland fans, we got to stand up. It was an embarrassment last year. We are versing the Orlando Magic. I want to verse the Pacers. We can't verse the Orlando Magic. We have lost all the time. It's going to be just like New York last year, but I'm hoping that we're more playoff ready. This is a young team. They haven't been to the playoffs yet. The Cavs have a bit more experience than Donovan Mitchell, and this is a they must make a deep playoff run if they want to keep Donovan Mitchell, because this is his last year on the season. But more deep dive into Cavs. Cavs are a different team this year than last year. Less defensive heavy and more all around. Offense has been kind of rolling for this team. Their depth players are contributing a lot. Next is the fifth seed Magic, and this team is kind of a shocker to everybody, but we knew they were going to get in soon. Led by Paolo Banchero, this team is going to be dangerous to face. They have offensive weapons. Their defense is mainly the main thing that needs to be covered here. They have people like Jalen Suggs, Wendell Carter Jr., Markel Fultz, which is all great defenders. So if the Cavs are looking for this matchup, they want to stretch the floor. Evan Mobley's is going to have to attack way more. The Orlando Magic is kind of a big team. Defense for the Cavs are also going to have to be a thing. They're going to have to get a guy on Franz Wagner and Paolo Banchero. But for the Cavs to win this series on offense, they're going to have to play efficient basketball, run more plays, get Garland activated. Mitchell's going to have to play at least 30 minutes a game and drop close to 30 like he's been playing. My projection, if the Cavs and Orlando Magic face up, is Cavs win 4-3. It goes to a game 7. The Orlando Magic this is not their year to win, but they will definitely make a move. Next, down to the Knicks, third seed, and the Pacers, 6. Now, the Pacers were hungry in the in-season tournament, so we know what this team can look like and their offensive power can be. They're kind of a strange team. They've been suffering from injuries, a lot like the Cavaliers. Tyrese Haliburton has been out, and they're just looking to get back on track. If they can take down New York, they are most likely to take down some of these big budget teams like Milwaukee. But in New York's way, they are having a season of a lifetime. They have great role players to their two big stars. This is not the year again because they are missing out on the firepower of Julius Randle. He is injured with a something in his right shoulder and is going to be a season injury. So it's not looking good. The Pacers, this is a doable season, but don't mess with playoff Jalen Brunson. He is going to be hungry looking in this matchup. He's going to want to attack the paint, especially because the Pacers' defense isn't the best. For the Pacers to win this matchup, they're going to have to play like they played in the in-season tournament, being very attack. Tyrese Haliburton's going to have to just go like the mode that he did in the in-season tournament. For the Knicks to win this game, they have to play like they've been playing all year. They have to play efficient basketball. They have to make sure that they are not slacking. Their defense is going to have to be top-notch. Next year, the Knicks are going to look scary. All right, now let's go to the West side. The West this year is the most stacked we've ever seen the West. So first, let's start with the four and five seeds. So we got the Clippers versus Dallas. This is a hard matchup because we don't know what's going to happen. So we've never seen the Mavs in the playoffs. Last year, we did see the Clippers and the Clippers play, but without James Harden. The Clippers look like they could win this matchup, but the problem is that they're going to need to figure out how to play more efficient basketball. They have kind of been on a downward streak right now. Injuries are coming in with Kawhi Leonard, and James Harden is not notably to do well in the playoffs when the big games count. Meanwhile, on this other side, this team is playoff ready. I have the Mavs going far this year if they can get past the Clippers. We have seen playoff Luka play. We have seen a big Kyrie play. The only bad thing that Kyrie hasn't been doing good in the playoffs is injury. If one bad injury, like Luka tear something in his shoulder like 2022, or Kyrie goes down with an ankle injury, this team is looking fiery hot. This duo we all thought this duo wouldn't work, but now this duo is looking like that they're going to make a deep playoff run. So how will the Clippers win this matchup? The Clippers are going to have to play with their stars and play, and their role players are going to have to step up. They're going to have to play intense on defense. They're going to have to try to isolate Luka and Kyrie and try to go one-on-one with them because that's their best bet. If two people are getting active, if their two stars are going to be active, that's too much firepower for the Clippers, and they're screwed. They're going to have to isolate defenders and take – they're going to have to isolate Luka and Kyrie and make them more work a bit more active. For Luka, maybe play a bit more aggressive. For Kyrie, let him shoot jump shots. So the Clippers are going to have to play efficient defense and efficient offense to win this matchup. For the Mavs are looking good. The defense is going to have to be a big thing. Their perimeter D is going to have to step up, but they have the perfect people to do it. Tim Hardaway Jr. needs to step up this playoff series if they want to go deep. Six-man Tim Hardaway Jr. with 16 points is what Luka needs right now. Their role players that they got from the trade deadline are looking key. P.J. Washington is making impactful minutes and impactful plays for this team, and Derek Lively might be the second best, the third best center of this rookie draft class. So any team can win this matchup. It just depends who is going to play more efficient. So now let's go down to the 3-6, and honestly, this is a no-brainer. We have the first time in play. First time in playoffs, New Orleans Pelicans versus the Denver Nuggets. Now, seeing the Denver Nuggets play is a bit of a no-brainer. Nuggets back-to-back are trying to go for a back-to-back playoff championships. This team is still ready. The West has just gotten better. Versus New Orleans Pelicans, they're gonna have to put Aaron Gordon on Zion and protect the paint, because off shooting nights can really hurt the Pelicans. But they are looking strong. They just beat the Warriors last night, so they are looking very, very well in this matchup. I see Denver winning 4-2, and for the Clippers and Mavs game, I see Mavs winning 4-2 because I don't believe in Clippers basketball this year. This is not their year. Now let's look at the one seeds. We have OKC and Boston Celtics. OKC has been running the West. They haven't been fully running the West, but they are there. They're either going to verse the Suns, the Lakers, the Kings, or the Warriors, and they can all take all matchups. The one team that they do want to probably be scared of are the Lakers and Suns, but most likely I see the Kings or the Warriors getting by the Suns or the Kings. The Suns, the only problem with the Suns is they're going to be a playoff hungry. They're looking to win against LA Lakers, and they are ready to attack. Now, the Boston Celtics, they can't make an upset, and I think they're hoping that they don't have to play the Heat. The Heat are a very strong team. They always make a run in the playoffs, and if I was the Boston Celtics, I don't. If I'm versing the 76ers, here's what I'm doing. I'm putting Kristaps on Joel Embiid, and once he tries to go on the rim, cut off some more team help. They have the best perimeter defense and arguably probably one of the best defenses in the league, and arguably maybe the best team construction we have seen in a couple years. Great role players with Jrue Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis, keeping that kind of Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and crew. They had to trade Marcus Smart, but to be fair, I think that was for the best. It's going to start a new era of Celtics basketball, and I think they can go all the way if they can get past these easy teams. Now let's look at the two seeds in the West and East. So let's start with the West. Minnesota Timberwolves are a story for sure. They've had a very good season, number one for a lot. They have been kind of going down, but that's because Karl-Anthony Towns has not been back. He's had a speedy recovery from his meniscus tore, probably one of the hardest injuries to come back from, and they are looking ready. Anthony Edwards has turned himself into a superstar already. He is looking to make a strong playoff run. They have all the assets this year. They have great scores, and their main person they have to feed it to is Anthony Edwards. How they're going to win these matchups? You play how you played all this season. They have played all these teams, and they've won almost against all of them. Now looking at the Bucks. The Bucks, I am 50% sure that they're not going to win the championship this year. The Bucks have not been super strong these last few years in the playoffs. They've made it to the second round in 2022. It's been shown that they can do it, and this is their time to win. If the duo Damian Lillard and Giannis does not work, what will Giannis do? Giannis will leave. They don't want to play the Miami Heat. They've played them last year, and they lost last year. Part of that reason is injuries. But this year, they're going to have to play very, very strong. Giannis is going to have to attack the paint, and now there's not only one offensive contributor. There's about two. Chris Middleton, if he can play good minutes and be impactful in this playoff season, he is their third best player. Damian Lillard needs to show why he is still one of the greatest in the league. What do I see these two matchups doing? For the Timberwolves, I see them winning that matchup. For the Bucks, it depends who they play. If they play the 76ers, they might be screwed. They have two versatile defenders. On paper, Bucks should win, but we never know what Joel Embiid has cooking up. They might get to the second round. They might get to the conference finals or the finals this year. The 76ers are looking to be playoff hungry. Joel Embiid is back, baby, and he is ready to play against these hard teams. The Miami Heat, by chance, they are looking also pretty hungry. They want to take down this Bucks team once again. Jimmy Butler is going to turn into Jimothy Butler. He is ready to play, and he's going up to a guy that he wanted on his team. So we'll see how this matchup goes. Maybe if the Heat wins, Damian Lillard's like, I want out. Giannis says, I want out. The Bucks need to make a deep playoff run, same with the Cavs, to keep their star players. So now let's look at the end season MVPs, Rookie of the Years. And all this is pretty straightforward. Everybody's saying, oh, MVP, Nikola Jokic. It is Luka Doncic. Have you been seeing this man play? One, did he play last night? He did play last night. They did lose to the Pistons, but they weren't playing any of their guys. Let me go to a game where Luka was actually playing. He's been playing impactful basketball. He has dropped 71 this year. 25, 12, and 8. That might not seem good. Yeah, he didn't have the best night, but he still gets it done in impactful ways. 12 rebounds, controlling the glass, and 8 assists are great. And his partner, Kyrie Irving, 26 points, and he's been playing efficient basketball too. So Luka Doncic is definitely going to be the MVP, and you can't make an argument for Giannis. He's kind of had a weird year. I think the Bucks, everybody's kind of dispaying it to it. The Bucks, they have Doc Rivers. They're not playing bad basketball, but we're kind of like, you're not going to win the playoffs. We know it. For Nikola Jokic, you could also make an argument, but he's been having a less big year than last year. So you're definitely choice is going to be Luka Doncic. And Rookie of the Year is Scoot Henderson. JK, it is definitely Victor Wembanyama. One of the best rookies ever. Next year, if they get a great draft pick or they get a big star, I would see Wemby trying out his best. 30-10, maybe a 30-point triple-double. He has been showing these little outbursts of what he can do when he's playing at his full peak, and get him a right point guard and the right role players, and he is part of the dynasty. Now, for Defensive Player of the Year, everybody's saying Victor, Rudy. Victor is the arguably choice. Here's my way of putting it. Rudy Gobert is a great defender, but, Victor Wembanyama has led this year in blocks. No one has been able to stop him on defense. When the San Antonio Spurs are off, when Victor's off on defense, they're 25th defensive rating. When he's on, they're number one. Meanwhile, on the Timberwolves, if Rudy Gobert is off, they're still a good defensive team. Wemby deserves to win Defensive Player of the Year. It doesn't matter what seed you're in. I don't think that matters. I think it only matters for MVP. Defensive Player of the Year, Victor Wembanyama, give it to him. He definitely deserves it for being on that god-awful San Antonio team. Now we have Most Improved. Some people think it's Tyrese Maxey. Some people think it's Kobe White. My view on it is it's probably Kobe White. Tyrese Maxey could definitely win it, and he probably will. But my view's eyes on it, wasn't Tyrese Maxey supposed to be a star along with James Harden? I know he's kind of dipped down, and now he's like, oh, a great star, an all-star. But Kobe White has came out of the ditches of Chicago and made his team a, what, 9th seed and keeping them alive in this with all their oldies, with Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan. But he has his partner, Ayo Dosunmu, and he is going to make an impactful. He should be Most Improved. Now, for Clutch Player of the Year, I don't really know. I think it's all about stats. I kind of hope so. It's not really Steph Curry. I wish it was, but it's probably someone random that the NBA will choose. And yeah, I think that's about it. I think we covered everything for the playoffs. I hope so. You guys really enjoyed this podcast. I have great news. We're at a career. For our whole entire career, I'm at 76 all-time downloads for my podcast, which is really good because my goal this year was for 50, and we're closing out now on 100. So if you could do a favor for me and download this podcast, I would surely enjoy it. Also, make sure to follow me on Instagram now. I'm going to set up an account. It's going to be Above the Rim NBA podcast. I'm going to get it done just for you guys, so you guys can see the latest and new things about our podcast. Guys, thanks for listening. Hope so you guys get to watch some NBA playoff hoops, and I'll see you guys in the next time. This was Above the Rim by Kellen. See you guys.